Hello, everyone. This is the In the Word podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
I'm Marie.
And we want to welcome you to episode 270 as we continue to share the Word of God and learn the Word of God. And we're just students of the Word, hopefully as you are.
Amen.
And yes. We're just trying to do a better job of keeping His Word, not just in our heads and in our hearts, but we want it to become part of our hands.
Yes.
That we're doing. We're doers, as James 1:22 says. Not hearers only, but doers of the Word. And that's what we want. That's what we want to be. We want to be doers of the Word. And I think that's kind of what it's a great introduction to our topic in 2 Peter, which along that same line talks about just being a doer of the Word. It says here, therefore, brethren, be all the more diligent in make certain about His calling and choosing you. For as long as you practice these things, you will never stumble. Mm-hmm. And the things that He's talking about, by the way, just for the sake of context, is He says in verse 5, now for this very reason also, applying all diligence in your faith, supply moral excellence, and in your moral excellence, knowledge, and in your knowledge, self-control, and in your self-control, perseverance. Yes. And in your perseverance, godliness, and in your godliness, brotherly kindness, and in your brotherly kindness, love.
Amen.
For if these qualities are yours and are increasing,
yes,
they render you neither useless nor unfruitful in the true knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes. Wow.
May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of His amazing, magnificent, glorious,
yes,
infallible, inerrant Word of God.
Yes, amen.
So we're just wondering what will it take to do a better job at making our calling and election sure? How do we become like what Peter is describing here? How do we become like Christ, increasing in these areas, increasing in godliness, increasing in knowledge, increasing in diligence and moral excellence?
Right. Yeah, the foundation, I believe that the foundation of our salvation, our walk, is, being born again through the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. We get, the Lord fills us with this Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And as He does that, then we go in the Word, we study it to really learn, like Ezra did. We want to know it so well, because that's what makes us stronger and makes us, stronger. Because once you get the Word in you and you're studying the Word of God, it just builds you up and makes you stronger. And I think it's one of the things the enemy tries to use at us is keep us from reading as much, keep us from studying, because he no doubt knows that's our armor. You know what I mean? That's
right.
And as we read the Word and study the Word, we will grow stronger and stronger. And that's what God intended it to be. So I think it's just so important that we learn how to just study every day.
Yeah. Absolutely. I was reading during my devotions this week in the book of Daniel, and I was reminded how the Bible says that Daniel had an excellent spirit.
Mm.
It says it a couple different times, and I thought about it, and I went back and looked. Well, one of the reasons Daniel, and I would even add the three Hebrew boys, had an excellent spirit is because the Bible says that they purposed in their heart not defile themselves with the king's meat, the king's wine. And even though it doesn't say it, I'm going to just take the liberty to add, I would imagine even the king's recreation, the king's ways, some of the king's habits, they didn't I don't think that they indulged right. in all the Babylonian.
It talks about the ways, you know, the ways. Don't not go here, right. not do that, because you might become like them. And
right.
And the thems are those who are doing things that God does not approve of.
Exactly. And yes. and so Daniel, young Daniel, and Hebrew boys remind me of just what you brought up a second ago, Ezra. Mm-hmm. Ezra 7:10 says, "For Ezra set his heart to study the law of the yes. Lord and to practice it yes. and to teach his statutes and ordinances in Israel." So I love that progression. First, he set, the King James Version says, I'm reading from the New American Standard, but the KJV says he purposed
yes.
in his heart
yes.
to study the word
yes.
and to practice it, live it,
yes.
and then to share it.
Yes, amen.
Amen. God bless you. We'll see you next time on In the Word podcast with Will and Marie.
Yes.